From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violent demonstrations have lessened in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina overnight, where police remain on alert following a second night of demonstrations after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The governor of North Carolina declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and deployed National Guard troops in the city. The demonstration, which began peacefully, turned violent.
What happened yesterday just obviously hit close to home. So all the tension that's been built up with everything that had been going on, Tulsa just happened. I think obviously, you know, those tensions, they popped yesterday. And so this is the outcome.
Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd earlier. The Charlotte government said one person was shot Wednesday night by another civilian, not police. The government also retracted a statement the person had died. The uproar stems from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. Scott's killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted the situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic. The FBI is asking the public for help in the United States in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. This is VOA News. A coalition of human rights groups called on African Union leaders Thursday to abandon consideration of plans to urge withdrawal of its members from the International Criminal Court. Last April, a committee convened within the AU recommended withdrawal from the ICC unless it meets three conditions, one of which was immunity from prosecution for heads of state and other senior officials. Representatives from the AU are set to meet with the United Nations Security Council on Friday to discuss the potential exit. Iraqi officials say tens of thousands of refugees have returned to their homes. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi media showed video of dozens of people returning to Anbar province's second-largest city of Fallujah. Families that were forced to leave the city during fighting to expel Islamic State militants earlier this year are starting to trickle back in, albeit under extremely close government scrutiny. Fallujah Police Chief Colonel Latif Jamal told Arab media his forces were just doing their job. He says that security measures are imposed temporarily until law and order is restored in the city and that security personnel are doing their jobs and imposing the law fairly on everyone. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in Indonesia say heavy rains triggered floods and landslides on the Indonesian island of Java, killing at least 26 villagers and leaving 18 others missing. One official said about 1,000 villagers were evacuated to army barracks and other temporary shelters. More heavy downpours were expected to continue and increase until January. South Korean President Park Geun-hye said on Thursday that she believes that North Korea will not take part in further dialogue for nuclear disarmament and that missile provocations will worsen. During an address to government officials in Seoul, Park said her government would do everything it could to secure new sanctions from the UN Security Council to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear program, as well as take unilateral steps to put pressure on the North. And Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign believes he has support that is not showing up in the polls. His campaign manager quoted as saying she thinks there is big support for Trump throughout the country, but voters are just not talking about their choice for the next president. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. You can join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.